The football gods are always on the Bears' shoulders.
Eason dragged down by Steve McMichael, fumbles. The Bears have it. They rule it. Yes, it is a fumble. And number 99, Dan Hampton, has it for the Bears.
Here's Dan Hampton.
Brought to you by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Drive what Hamp drives. Chevy.
It's go time.
40 years ago on Halloween, you remember how many people dressed up like these guys, the Chicago Bears? The segment with Dan Hampton is sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Best Halloween costume ever that you pulled off, Hamp? Did you ever dress up?
I mean, everybody would. A 72 jersey and some pillows, and man, you were in like Flynn.
You were the fridge. Yeah, that was an easy one to pull off. Hey, is it going to be on the shoulders of the rookie since DeAndre Swift is out this week?
Yeah, and that's what happens. Where did that come from? The thing is, Manungai has really developed into a solid little running back, a good little ball player. And, you know, it's kind of bizarre if you look at this football team, and he and last year free agent pickup Theo Benedict, they're going to be starting in this game, and all the draft picks that Ryan Poles had this past spring, they're going to be watching. Think about it. You know, you got Colston Loveland. He's not starting, but he'll be involved. But Trapilio and Burden, all the high draft picks, they're kind of replacement players, and it's good to see these kids get a chance. But the bottom line is, you know, I don't care who's at running back. We've got to play better on offense, especially in the red zone. But the one thing is, I mean, anybody can play well against the Cincinnati defense. The Jets are woeful on offense, and they roll up over 500 yards. So this should be, like a preseason game for the Bears offense. They should really have a lot of success.
Hamp, the penalties are out of control. It's driving everybody nuts. It's driving the team nuts. We're all watching the game, screaming at the TV. The pre-snap penalties are outrageous. Just they lead the NFL in false starts. And Ben Johnson said, look, we're hammering it home in practice. We continue to tell the guys, concentrate, focus, and all that. And he even went to the extent of saying, you know, I'm going to put it on our leaders in the locker room to do something about this. If you're a leader in a locker room, what do you do about penalties, Hamp? I mean, how do you fix that issue? Because the penalties have been a serious problem, and it's factored into the red zone problems you're talking about.
And repetition. And if we're not practicing long enough, then that's on the coaches. You know, everybody needs to be able to be held accountable, but after they have a certain amount of instruction and preparation and repetition, then it's on them. And think about this. You know, we had 5 motion penalties last week. Okay, well, it's on the road. It's, against a pretty good team that, you know, obviously we're going to have to play at our best to match up with and beat. Well, one of the motion penalties was your offensive captain, Joe Tooney. And so, you know, again, there's no excuse for it. It has to be something that everyone holds each other accountable. Maybe this week will be, much improved. But that 70 penalties in 7 games, that is a recipe for disaster. We've been lucky that it hasn't hurt us as much as it could have or should have.
C.J. Gardner-Johnson, the Bears signed, the defensive back, who has a reputation. If you go back a few years, there was a Saints-Bears game where he baited some Bears receivers into penalties. Definitely brings sort of an edge, Hamp, and they needed some depth in secondary with all those injuries. But did you like the Gardner-Johnson signing? We're going to see him out there Sunday.
Well, obviously, you know, Dennis Allen had a history with him. He trusts him. Nick McLeod was struggling last week. Nashawn Wright hasn't been great. Hopefully Stevenson will be back. But more the merrier. And if you think about it, in a game like this where the offense has got a special weapon, meaning Ja'Marr Chase. You need a really, really, you know, collaborative effort by the secondary members to know when to double, when not to double, when to jump a route, when to play man, all when to play in and out, all those different things. And it, and you got to have, you know, some what would you call it, experience to know how to do it and what not to do, obviously, you know. And so they think C.D. Gardner-Johnson will bring that level of experience where they can, you know. And the other part about this is Higgins is a great receiver too. So we're going to try and do some specialized coverages and help and double here, double there. And, you know, Gardner-Johnson should be able to do it. A lot of kids, you know, they don't understand it yet. So I can see why they wanted to bring him in.
Hamp, I got him winning by 10. I'm confident Ben Johnson's going to rally this team after the loss. I think they're going to fix the red zone issues. It's a bad defense. I've got him winning by 10 on Sunday. How are you feeling?
I agree. And, you know, last week nobody played well, especially the quarterback. Everybody can play better. Every coach can coach better. But at the end of the day, if we don't bring our A game to Cincinnati, then shame on us. We are 4-3. 4-4 ain't going to help nobody. 5-3, back in the conversation. This has got to be a must win. This is not a good team we're playing. I think we get it done. And then on to the Giants. But the one thing is, everybody's got to play better. And you know, coming out of that game last week, everybody said, well, why did they play so bad? There's a lot of reasons. Hopefully they corrected them this week. And if we do, we'll roll.
Hamp? Yeah, definitely. Before I let you go, just one thing that's been crossing my mind. Coach Ditka turned 86 a few weeks ago. How's he doing?
He's doing well. Yeah, you know, at some point, you know, he's not the same guy that he was, obviously. But when my wife and son, we went to see him a few months ago, and he was still, you know, liking following the NFL, following the Bears, you know, still hated Green Bay. So he's changed a little bit. We all do when we get a little older, but he's still the great Mike Ditka.
Dan, it's Bertrand here. You're the perfect one. Someone was talking about Ben Johnson's Halloween costume this year, and I said he should go as Forrest Gregg, and everyone around here looked at me like I was crazy. Wouldn't that be a perfect costume for a Bears coach? I'd like to see you go as Forrest Gregg.
Yeah, Forrest Gregg and Ditka hated each other. I couldn't repeat what they called each other on the sideline. But if he wanted to get a lot of rotten eggs, one of the most hated Packers of all time.
We'll be listening on Sunday, Hamp. Thanks so much.
Again, back to this game. Hey, this is a must win. They will win. I can't wait. We'll see you Sunday. Go Bears.